The first presidential debate of 2024 between Donald Trump and old Joe is just over 1 week away. And so the media and the Marxist Democrats are getting increasingly concerned and unhinged about what they think Donald Trump may do.
That's Donald Trump. He cannot debate Joe Biden on the merits. So he's going to be a disruptor, and the Biden team better be prepared for Donald Trump to walk. I mean, what would a disruptor do? Okay, you're going to cut off my microphone. I'm going to walk over to your microphone and I'm going to get in your face. I'm going to confess. He could do that. He could do, like, imagine the 10 most disruptive things that Donald Trump could do.
That sounds like a good idea. In case you haven't heard, one of the rules is that the opponent's microphone is going to be cut, turned off when the other person is speaking. And there's no in-studio audience, because everybody knows that Donald Trump would surely win them over and further humiliate old Joe. So the fake news industrial complex is working overtime, hoping to get some of their lies to stick. But the Teflon Don is still doing fantastic in the polls. And so they're recycling their favorite new piece of disinformation ahead of the RNC, claiming that Donald Trump said that Milwaukee was a, quote, horrible city, when he was obviously referring to the crime problem, which, aside from the Milwaukee Brewers, is what Milwaukee is best known for. You know I don't sugarcoat things, and in the coming weeks and months, things are going to get very intense in this country. But thankfully, the liberals aren't dealing with the pressure too well, and they're getting even more unhinged than usual, which is quite an achievement. Here are the old bags on The View speaking with Richard Maddow about their latest delusions, thinking that Donald Trump is going to just shut down MSNBC.
So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you.
She didn't just say a target. She said that she's concerned that Donald Trump is going to throw her in jail.
I think that he is so vindictive that he will go after, however he has to, through the IRS, maybe.
Oh, you mean like the Obama administration did with Lois Lerner doing unfair audits targeting conservatives and conservative groups?
Or even, through sponsors to get us off the air, maybe, or you.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like Media Matters, the George Soros-funded liberal media watchdog group, which is literally dedicated to pestering sponsors and getting them to drop their advertisements on conservative shows?
How seriously should we be taking that?
Well, so I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the country. Yeah. I think it's bad.
She's so altruistic. It's not just about her. She's worried about everyone.
I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country, so I can use it to go after other Americans.
Oh, you mean like the Biden Justice Department indicting somebody for posting a meme on Twitter 5 years earlier, claiming that they were undermining democracy or trying to throw Donald Trump, the leading Republican candidate, in prison too? They're still very upset that everyone saw the close-up video of Barack Obama having to literally lead Joe Biden by the hand off stage at his big celebrity fundraiser last weekend.
Because for the last 2 weeks, Republicans seem to have had one single strategy: spreading videos to make President Biden seem feeble, old, and unfit. But as we like to say on this show, the truth matters, but only if you see it.
That's right. That's why we like to show people the actual videos instead of just telling people what the videos supposedly show. And there are new videos like that every single day.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure you're going to show
it. It's obvious you're not sure about anything.
He was just taking in the crowd. Now, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and others are calling these cheap fakes. But what it is truly deceitful behavior that is not rooted in truth.
Yes, like George Orwell said, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. And because the Democrats are guilty of everything that they accuse the Republicans of doing, they are circulating this photo and claiming that Donald Trump was the one who had to be led off stage by someone holding his hand. And the ultimate irony to this is the guy who started this fake news has a podcast called No Lie. Here's the video from that very event showing Donald Trump exiting the stage. Donald Trump Jr. down there giving him a handshake. And then Donald Trump proceeds to leave the stage. It was not obviously being led off the stage by somebody holding his hand. I mean, what's next? Is CNN going to bring Brian Stelter in studio to express his concerns about people showing clips of Dementia Joe? Oh, wait, what's this?
This is a real problem. This is not some made-up fiction. The videos are oftentimes made up, but the problem is real because some of us, Abby, watch a 40-minute speech of Biden. We see the full context. Other people only watch a 5-second clip, and that's going to be something that I suspect follows Biden for the rest of his campaign.
I'm sorry, Tater, but it's not 5-second out-of-context clips. I'm not going to play it because I've shown parts of this compilation in previous videos. This is a 5-minute compilation of old Joe having senior moments because he has one every time they allow him in front of a camera. What's even more hilarious is CNN fired Little Brian years ago, you may recall, because he was an embarrassment for the network. But lately, he has been making regular appearances on the network as a volunteer. He is not a paid contributor. So they just figured he is so hard up to be on television that they could just save themselves his salary by firing him and then just inviting him on as a contributor to volunteer for the network. Me, on the other hand, I'm obviously not part of any network because I don't work well with others and prefer to stay truly independent. And if you want to support my work and get a great shirt, head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and order your An Appeal to Heaven shirt, the new Teflon Don shirt, the Total Eclipse 2024 shirt, or any of my awesome designs, now available in tank tops as well. So click on the design on the homepage, and then down below you'll see the different options for the tank tops, long sleeves, and the hoodies. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out!